Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. On this day back in 1977, Marvin Gaye, number one of the U.S. singles chart with Got to Give It Up, his third U.S. number one. And if you believe a jury, Robin Thicke stole its groove for his hit song just a couple of years ago. Got to Give It Up at number one on this day back in 1977 for Marvin Gaye. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joining us now on the program, an associate editor with Reason and also the author of a brand new book available now at Amazon.com and elsewhere, Panic Attack, Young Radicals in the Age of Trump. Robbie Suave joins us on the Steve Gruber Show. Robbie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. You know, I was copyright case was an abuse of intellectual property, but when that song started up, I totally thought it was the other one, Blurred Lines.
Yes. I mean, I don't think there was enough for the verdict, but, you know, people, you know, musicians are stealing grooves and borrowing chord progressions all the time. I'm surprised we actually haven't seen more.
Oh, it's the same with fashion, art, food. It's crazy to me that you could claim ownership of something like that.
So. Robbie claims ownership of Panic Attack. Don't plagiarize it. Young Radicals in the Age of Trump. Give people a thumbnail sketch about what you attempt and do accomplish in Panic Attack.
Absolutely. This is a survey of activism, predominantly on the left, among young people who are active in the Trump years and have put at risk some principles that I, as a libertarian, used to kind of share with the left, like free speech, due process, particularly on college campuses where this kind of radical cabal has seized power in the last couple of years, has been shutting down speakers they disagree with. They'll have their own professors, their own like very far left professors sometimes, investigated for saying things they don't like or disagree with, or that it somehow is out of step with the new hyper woke culture. So it's a survey of their beliefs and what they're up to.
Robbie, you do something I think is very important. I talked in the show earlier today. You know, we have the Bernie Sanders debt elimination plan out yesterday, and it's kind of easy to kind of point and laugh and say that's ridiculous. But at the same time, he could win the nomination, and he could have a real shot at winning the presidency. And so you have to take these ideas seriously. At the same time, you sort of maybe chuckle at them. And I think you do that in the book. You take the ideas seriously to try to at least examine what's behind them and why we should know about them.
Right. And I mean, this is at least an idea, the free tuition and debt relief idea. I mean, some of the things that the activists who are more sort of intersectional focused want, they just want everyone to be forced to like shut up if they think something differently than the activists. The Bernie and Warren plan, you know, okay, those are policy ideas. I mean, I think they're not good policy ideas. Actually, forgiving massive student loan debt would end up benefiting a lot of people who don't really, I mean, even from like a leftist perspective, it doesn't benefit like the working class or the people who weren't able to go to college, right? It actually benefits people with better economic prospects on average, people who went to college. So I'm actually confused why this is. I mean, there's no mystery why it's so popular, right? very sort of young people who are privileged, who have debt. These are voters. These are thought leaders who write think pieces and probably staff campaigns, and they love this idea, I'm sure. I'm not sure why this should be seen as serving the underclass.
Hey, you just said the word intersectionality, and that is really becoming prevalent in some stories we read, and it's thrown around. I don't even know if people understand what it means. What is intersectionality?
Yeah, intersectionality is like is the most important thing you have to understand about the left right now. All it means, and at its base, it's correct, I think. It just means that there are different sources of oppression throughout history, through society, and they can stack. So you can be oppressed if you're a black person because of your race, if you're a woman because of your sex, but if you're a black woman, you're oppressed for two different reasons. Where it kind of goes off the rails with many of these student activists is that so there are reporting systems if anyone offends you for one of these protected reasons, not just race and gender, but also sexual orientation and gender identity and disability status and age status and religious preference. Like, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And then they want you to be really adamantly opposed to all of these things. But, you know, at this point, we're getting to kind of sort of fringe issues that only, I think, a small number of people are all totally decided on.
Right.
So it ends up being a little self-defeating, and also puts different contingents of lefty activist groups fighting with each other, because then they're saying, well, we have to listen to the most oppressed person on this issue, but we also can't expect the most oppressed person to speak for themselves because it's not their job to educate us. So it just ends up being totally contradictory.
Robert Suave with us. Panic Attack, Young Radicals in the Age of Trump is the brand new book. We've only got about a minute to go already. People should check out the book. It's very well done. You talk to these different groups. Is there one in particular that's more organized, that's better positioned to have a real impact on our politics and our country?
Yes, it's relevant to you bringing up Bernie Sanders and the debt relief. The Democratic Socialists of America are by far more, or they're probably more numerous. They're certainly much more organized and capable of exerting power on our political sort of structure. I mean, they helped elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a couple other people. They're working very hard to make sure it's not Biden who gets the nomination. They might lose in that respect, but they might also get their way. They are definitely in a position to influence, especially what young people think. Young people who are, you know, for now far removed from the fall of the Soviet Union, are more positively disposed toward socialism than capitalism.
I wish we had more time. Others do have more time if they pick up the book, Panic Attack, Young Radicals in the Age of Trump, from Robbie Suave. Robbie, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Robbie Suave there. Panic Attack is his new book. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.